家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是米少米歇尔，今天我们的嘉宾依然是壮壮老师。
Yes, hello everybody. 今天我们讲的这个和口语其实是直接有关系的。
哇，
它的关系是怎样的？首先，它题目就是 How to speak so that people want to listen。
嗯、
啊，你怎样发言，人家才爱听。那么这个发言的人呢，他是一个 speech specialist。啊，这是一个联系。另外呢，有一些考题，它就是问建议，比如说如果什么什么人怎么样了，你怎么给他建议？那我们也听一下，看他怎么用怎么措辞的方式去提建议。
好的，
请听录音。
The human voice, it's the instrument we all play. It's the most powerful sound in the world. Probably it's the only one that can start a war or say I love you. And yet many people have the experience that when they speak, people don't listen to them. Why is that? How can we speak powerfully?To make change in the world. What I'd like to suggest, there are a number of habits that we need to move away from. I've assembled for your pleasure here 7 deadly sins of speaking. I'm not pretending this is an exhaustive list, but these 7, I think, are pretty large. Habits that we can all fall into. First, gossip. Speaking ill of somebody who's not present. Not a nice habit, and we know perfectly well the person gossiping 5 minutes later will be gossiping about us.Second, judging. We know people who are like this in conversation, and it's very hard to listen to somebody if you know that you're being judged and found wanting at the same time. Third, negativity. You can fall into this. My mother in the last years of her life became very, very negative, and it's hard to listen. I remember one day I said to her, it's October the 1st today, and she said, I know, isn't it dreadful? It's hard to listen when somebody's that negative.And another form of negativity, complaining. Well, this is the national art of the UK. It's our national sport. We complain about the weather, about sport, about politics, about everything. But actually, complaining is viral misery. It's not spreading sunshine and lightness in the world. Excuses. We've all met this guy. Maybe we've all been this guy. Some people have a blame thrower. They just...pass it on to everybody else and don't take responsibility for their actions. And again, hard to listen to somebody who's being like that. Penultimate, the 6th of the 7, embroidery, exaggeration. It demeans our language, actually, sometimes. For example, if I see something that really is awesome, what do I call it? And then, of course, this exaggeration becomes lying, out and out lying, and we don't want to listen to people we know are lying to us. And finally...dogmatism. The confusion of facts with opinions. When those two things get conflated, you're listening into the wind. You know, somebody is bombarding you with their opinions as if they were true. It's difficult to listen to that. So here they are, 7 deadly sins of speaking. These are things I think we need to avoid. But is there a positive way to think about this? Yes, there is. I'd like to suggest that there are 4 really powerfulcornerstones, foundations that we can stand on if we want our speech to be powerful and to make change in the world. Fortunately, these things spell a word. The word is hail, and it has a great definition as well. I'm not talking about the stuff that falls from the sky and hits you on the head. I'm talking about this definition, to greet or acclaim enthusiastically, which is, I think, how our words will be received if we stand on these 4 things. So what do they stand for? See if you can guess. The H...Honesty, of course. Being true in what you say, being straight and clear. The A is authenticity. Just being yourself. A friend of mine described it as standing in your own truth, which I think is a lovely way to put it. The I is integrity. Being your word, actually doing what you say, and being somebody people can trust. And the L is love. I don't mean romantic love, but I do mean wishing people well.For 2 reasons. First of all, I think absolute honesty may not be what we want. I mean, my goodness, you look ugly this morning. Perhaps that's not necessary. Tempered with love, of course, honesty is a great thing. But also, if you're really wishing somebody well, it's very hard to judge them at the same time. I'm not even sure you can do those 2 things simultaneously. So, hail.Also, now that's what you say, and it's like the old song, it is what you say, it's also the way that you say it. You have an amazing toolbox. This instrument is incredible, and yet this is a toolbox that very few people have ever opened. I'd like to have a little rummage in there with you now. Just pull a few tools out that you might like to take away and play with, which will increase the power of your speaking. Register, for example. Now, falsetto register may not be very useful most of the time, but there's a register in between. I'm not going to get very technical about this for any of you who are voice coaches. You can locate your voice, however. So if I talk up here in my nose, you can hear the difference. If I go down here in my throat, which is where most of us speak from most of the time, but if you want weight, you need to go down here to the chest. You hear the difference? We vote for politicians with lower voices. It's true. Because we associate depth with power and with authority. That's register. And we have timbre. It's the way your voice feels. Again, the research shows that we prefer voices which are rich, smooth, warm, like hot chocolate. Well, if that's not you, that's not the end of the world. Because you can train. Go get a voice coach. And there are amazing things you can do with breathing, with posture, and with exercises to improve the timbre of your voice. Then prosody. I love prosody. This is the sing-song, the meta-language that we use in order to impart meaning. It's root one for meaning in conversation. People who speak all on one note are really quite hard to listen to if they don't have any prosody at all. That's where the word monotonic comes from, or monotonous, monotone. Also, we have repetitive prosody now coming in, where every sentence ends as if it were a question, when it's actually not a question, it's a statement. And if you repeat that one over and over, it's actually restricting your ability to communicate through prosody, which I think is a shame. So let's try and break that habit. Pace. I can get very, very excited by saying something really, really quickly, or I can slow right down to emphasize. And at the end of that, of course, is our old friend, silence. There's nothing wrong with a bit of silence in a talk, is there? We don't have to fill it with ums and ahs. Can be very powerful. Of course, pitch often goes along with pace to indicate arousal, but you can do it just with pitch. Where did you leave my keys? Where did you leave my keys? It's a slightly different meaning in those two deliveries. And finally, volume. I can get really excited by using volume, sorry about that, if I startled anybody. Or I can have you really pay attention by getting very quiet. Some people broadcast the whole time. Try not to do that. That's called sodcasting. Imposing your sound on people around you carelessly and inconsiderately. Not nice. Of course, where this all comes into play most of all is when you've got something really important to do. It might be standing on a stage like this and giving a talk to people. It might be proposing marriage, asking for a raise, a wedding speech, whatever it is. If it's really important, you owe it to yourself to look at this toolbox and the engine that it's going to work on. And no engine works well without being warmed up. Warm up your voice. Actually, let me show you how to do that. Would you all like to stand up for a moment? I'm going to show you the 6 vocal warm-up exercises that I do before every talk I ever do. Anytime you're going to talk to anybody important, do these. First, arms up. Deep breath in and sigh out, like that. One more time. Very good. Now we're going to warm up our lips and we're going to go bop, 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 bop. Very good. And now, just like when you were a kid. Now your lips should be coming alive. We're going to do the tongue next. With exaggerated la, 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 la. Beautiful. You're getting really good at this. And then roll an R. That's like champagne for the tongue. Finally, and if I can only do one, the pros call this the siren. It's really good. It starts with we and goes to or. The we is high, the or is low. So you go, wee. Fantastic. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Next time you speak, do those in advance. Now, let me just put this in context to close. This is a serious point here. This is where we are now, right? We speak not very well into people who simply aren't listening in an environment that's all about noise and bad acoustics. I have talked about that on this stage in different phases. What would the world be like if we were speaking powerfully to people who are listening consciously in environments which were actually fit for purpose? Or to make that a bit larger, What would the world be like if we were creating sound consciously and consuming sound consciously and designing all our environments consciously for sound? That would be a world that does sound beautiful, and one where understanding would be the norm, and that is an idea worth spreading. Thank you.
第二段的也是关于发言，那么这个发言人呢，他其实是非常害怕在公众面前演讲的人，嗯，而且呢他是一个结巴 a stutter
国王的演讲，
哎，那么他的这个 stutter 的人呢，话说呢我还真跟有一个 speech 这个矫正师啊，语言口齿矫正师呢问过，他说所有的结巴的人他唱歌他都不结巴。一会儿我们听的这段录音就是讲这个人怎么去唱，什么叫说的比唱的好听，
嗯，
他是反过来
的。真的，这是真的，
没错。
I didn't know when I agreed to do this whether I was expected to talk or to sing. But when I was told that the topic was language, I felt that I had to speak about something for a moment. I have a problem. It's not the worst thing in the world. I'm fine. I'm not on fire. I know that other people in the world have far worse things to deal with, but for me, language and music are inextricably linked through this one thing.And the thing is that I have a stutter. It might seem curious given that I spend a lot of my life on the stage. One would assume that I'm comfortable in the public sphere and comfortable here speaking to you guys. But the truth is that I've spent my life up until this point and including this point,living in mortal dread of public speaking. Public singing, whole different thing. But we'll get to that in a moment. I've never really talked about it before so explicitly. I think that's because I've always lived in hope that when I was a grown up, I wouldn't have one.I sort of live with this idea that when I'm grown, I'll have learned to speak French. And when I'm grown, I'll learn how to manage my money. And when I'm grown, I won't have a stutter. And then I'll be able to public speak and maybe be the prime minister and anything's possible. And, you know. So I can talk about it now because I've reached this point where, I mean, I'm 28.I'm pretty sure that I'm grown now. And I'm an adult woman who spends her life as a performer with a speech impediment. So I may as well come clean about it. There are some interesting angles to having a stutter. For me, the worst thing that can happen is meeting another stutterer. This happened to me in Hamburg when this guy we met and he said, hello, my name is Joe. And I said, oh, hello, my name's Meg. Imagine my horror when I realized he thought I was making fun of him. People think I'm drunk.All the time. People think that I've forgotten their name when I hesitate before saying it. And it is a very weird thing because proper nouns are the worst. If I'm going to use the word Wednesday in a sentence and I'm coming up to the word and I can feel that I'm going to stutter or something, I can change the word to tomorrow or the day after Tuesday or something else. You know, it's clunky, but you can get away with it. Because over time I've developed this loophole method of using speech where right at the last minute you change the thing and you trick your brain. But with people's names, you can't change them. When I was singing a lot of jazz, I worked a lot with a pianist whose name was Steve. As you can probably gather, S's and T's together or independently are my kryptonite. But I would have to introduce the band over this rolling vamp, you know. When I got around to Steve, I'd often find myself stuck on the st. And it was a bit awkward and uncomfortable and totally kills the vibe, you know. So after a few instances of this, Steve happily became Steve. And we got through it that way. I've had a lot of therapy, and a common form of treatment is to use this technique that's called smooth speech, which is where you almost sing everything that you say. You kind of join everything together in this very sing-song, kindergarten teacher way, and it makes you sound very serene, like you've had lots of Valium, and everything is fine. That's not actually me, you know. And I use it when I have to be on panel shows, or when I have to do radio interviews, when the economy of airtime is paramount. I get through it that way, you know, for my job. But as an artist who feels that their work is based solely on a platform of honesty and being real, that feels often like cheating. Which is why before I sing, I wanted to tell you what singing means to me. It's more than making nice sounds, and it's more than making nice songs. It's more than feeling known or understood. It's more than making you feel the things that I feel. It's not about mythology or mythologizing myself to you. Somehow, through some miraculous synaptic function of the human brain, it's impossible to stutter when you sing. And when I was younger, that was a method of treatment that worked very well for me, singing. So I did it a lot. And that's why I'm here today. Singing for me is sweet relief. It is the only time when I feel fluent. It is the only time when what comes out of my mouth is comprehensively exactly what I intended. So I know that this is a TED talk, but now I'm going to TED sing. This is a song that I wrote last year. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Slightly too big
for this space. And I would be an angel, but my halo, it pales in the glow of your grace. And I would be a joker, but that card looks silly when you play your ace.
挺有意思，但是就到这儿了，以后会分享更多精彩的内容到我们。
再见，
再见喽。
Well, I'm just people watching the other people watching me.We're all people watching the other people watching we. And we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be. Just as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me. It's only true.
下一期大学生英语在线将继续为您带来 TED Talk 的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。 Coming up next is home video.